Global military spending hit $2.7 trillion in 2024. That is not a typo. According to SIPRI, it was the largest annual total ever recorded, a 9.4% jump in a single year, and the 10th consecutive year of increases. World military expenditure rose 37% between 2015 and 2024. Those numbers do not describe a world at peace. They describe a world that has quietly concluded that the old rules no longer hold and that security must now be purchased directly in steel and budget lines. Think of the post-Cold War order as a contract. The United Nations Charter, signed after the devastation of World War II, was the foundational text of that contract. Article 2, 4 requires every state to refrain from the threat or use of force against another state's territorial integrity. The UN Security Council holds primary responsibility for enforcing that rule. It can impose economic sanctions under Article 41 or authorize military action under Article 42 when sanctions fall short. For a brief window in the 1990s, that system seemed to work. The Soviet Union was gone. One superpower stood dominant. Scholars called it the unipolar moment, a period when American-led institutions shaped the rules of global conduct. That moment, Sundus, is definitively over. The clearest proof came with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. NATO's 2024 Washington Summit Declaration stated directly that the invasion had undermined peace and stability across the Euro-Atlantic area. Russia sits on the UN Security Council. That means the very body designed to stop illegal wars can be paralyzed by a veto from the state committing one. That is not a flaw in the system. It is the system revealing its structural limit. The declaration also identified Russian hybrid activities, cyber operations, sabotage, disinformation, as coordinated security threats requiring allied responses. And it went further. NATO named China's stated ambitions and coercive policies as creating systemic challenges for Euro-Atlantic security. One alliance, one document, two great power threats named simultaneously. That is a new world. Now, the key idea here is the collision between two competing logics of international order. The first is rules-based. States agree to norms, institutions arbitrate disputes, and sovereignty is protected by law. The second is power-based, what strategists call realpolitik. States act on interest and capability, and norms bend to whoever holds leverage. For example, when Russia invaded Ukraine, it did not abandon the language of international law. It weaponized it, citing self-defense and historical claims. That is what makes the current moment so disorienting. The rules still exist on paper. But the enforcement mechanism is broken when the violator holds a veto. The result is a structural shift toward regional security blocs, where states cluster around capable protectors rather than trusting universal institutions. Europe recorded an 83% increase in military expenditure between 2015 and 2024, according to SIPRI, the largest regional surge anywhere on Earth. That is not coincidence, that is adaptation. The takeaway from all of this, Sundus, is precise and sobering. The world has not abandoned international law. States still cite the UN Charter. NATO still invokes Article 5, which treats an armed attack on one member as an attack on all. But the operating logic underneath has shifted. Security is now defined less by shared rules and more by demonstrated military capacity and alliance membership. At the start of 2025, 9 states held nuclear weapons, approximately 12,241 warheads in total, with roughly 2,100 kept at high operational alert, nearly all belonging to Russia or the United States. China's nuclear inventory grew from around 500 warheads in January 2024 to as many as 600 by January 2025. Remember that number. It signals that even states outside the direct conflict in Ukraine are recalculating their deterrence posture. The post-Cold War order assumed that economic interdependence and shared institutions would dampen great power rivalry. That assumption is now the casualty. What replaced it is a power-based order, one where regional blocs, military readiness, and credible deterrence have become the primary currency of security. That is the world this course is built to explain.